today. It's the 2nd of October, 2013. Our focus on the issues of the day in a good way, hopefully. Put a positive spin, or at least have a little fun with the issues. Jennifer Horn is here, along with Ken Kessler, monitoring social media, the government shutdown, Obamacare, a World War II veteran story at DougStephan.com today, storming the World War II Veterans Memorial in Washington. I say this with a smile on my face because I can just kind of see the shutdown had blocked off the memorial. Why do they have to do that? You can walk through. Have you ever been, Kenny, you ever been to the memorial?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, you just, it's like on the street. It's on a sidewalk. So you just walk up to it, look at it, and keep walking. So what in the name of heaven would they go to the trouble of trying to block it off for? Unless they're just trying to be a-holes.
My understanding is that they usually have somebody there for two reasons. One is safety, in case somebody falls down or gets hurt because they want to then
on the sidewalk?
Sue. Stranger things have happened.
Well, and so why would they block off all sidewalks in the whole city then?
That's a good question.
Ah, come on.
The other thing is graffiti and vandalism.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a danger anywhere. Jennifer, you ever been to the memorial? The World War II Veterans Memorial?
I believe I've walked by it, yes. Mm-hmm. That's in the mall area, right?
Yeah, you make the point. Yeah. You can walk by it. It's on the sidewalk. So why would you go to the trouble of trying to block it off? Kenny just said because you don't want to have graffiti artists.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, I'm sorry, I was investigating a noise, and thank you for letting me come back, by the way.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have you back, actually.
So you're talking about these guys who jumped the fence, right?
You've been investigating a noise for the past 6 weeks? Yes. How long have you been gone?
The long raccoon.
How long have you been gone?
Well, I was here with you for a week, then I was in Hawaii for a week, and then I was gone for 4 weeks.
Yeah, so it's been about 6 weeks.
There you go. Well, no, I was here with you the first week, so 5 weeks. Right.
Anyway.
Did you miss me?
Yeah. Yeah, of course we miss you.
All right, so are you talking about the guys who jumped the fence?
Well, these are...
Because I would have done the same thing.
Of course. Right. Yeah.
It's so stupid.
It is stupid. It just gives you another reflection on how it is these people are so out of touch. Kenny makes a good point, and that is they want to try to keep graffiti from being... And that's going to happen anywhere, but because there's a sort of sanctity to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial and the World War II Veterans Memorial, I kind of get why they would want to... You know, they've got somebody around keeping their eye on them. But the other side of it is... that this is something, as was demonstrated by the vets who jumped over the barricade, they're just going to go there. I think the news media is making a bigger thing of this than it is, Kenny, or not? Do you think this is that big a deal? I think it's an interesting sidelight to what's going on with the shutdown, but is this as big a deal as it's being made out to be by the news media?
I don't think it's that big a deal, and from what I understand, these guys who jumped the barrier yesterday are going to be in attendance at the Lincoln Memorial today. That's their plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's as big a deal as the media is making it out. The part of it, the part that bothers me about it was the number of congressmen who rushed over there for photo ops.
Pictures. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you big phonies.
Come on. You guys get to work and do something. Don't
bunch of big phonies.
Hey, they don't have to do anything. Government shut down.
Right.
What's there to do?
But they're getting paid.
I know.
They're getting paid. Matter of fact, that's something that really sticks in the craw of a lot of people. 888-302-3684. Kenny's going to get some of the comments out of Facebook and Twitter in a moment. The 27th Amendment, Jennifer, ensures that all members of Congress will get paid. They can't change their pay, but they will get a check. And meanwhile, the continuing resolution bill that contains amendments to defund or delay affordable hair care.
The affordable hair care. Now that is something I could get.
That
behind,
would be
sir.
Good, right?
Sign me up.
Uh-huh.
Give me a beehive.
Speaking of that, how about we talk about Provia for a minute? As long as we're talking about hair and how we can get these guys, remember the old commercial, I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. I'd like to do that with members of Congress, wouldn't you? Like to wash those people right out of my hair. If you have no hair, then you got a problem. If you have no hair, chances are it's because you've used over the years cheap shampoos. If it's a white creamy substance that comes out of the bottle, don't use it. Because that stuff plugs up your pores like cement. What you need to unclog the pores is Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Folks, Provia is the natural hair thinning therapy that cleanses, gets the cement out of the pores, allows the hair that's underneath there to come back again, and it also has ingredients that sort of thicken the hair that's there. So you'll begin to look different. Your hair, you'll feel a little stuff, a little fuzz coming in pretty quickly after you start using it, and then you keep it. Matter of fact, they're trying now a special deal where you call 800-525-8319. Not only will you get the regular Provia, you'll get a new Provia concentrate that supposedly works faster at cleaning out the pores and revitalizing hair follicles, preventing premature hair thinning. It's safe, it's natural, no side effects, and it's called Provia. 800-525-8319. The new Provia Super Concentrate will come for a limited time only when you mention Doug Steffen as you call 800-525-8319. Probably better to mention it once you have somebody to talk to. You dial on the number and kept saying, Doug Steffen, Doug Steffen. I mean, that's nice. It reinforces you and your connection to this program.
Good branding for us.
Right, it is, right.
It's good. You could actually just get that stuck in your head and start saying it over and over again.
Right, yes. But anyway, the bottom line is we want your hair to come back and you to look as well as you would like to look. So that's the secret. Say goodbye to the hair going away. Say hello to the hair coming in. Provia and the new Super Concentrate, 800-525-8319.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded is Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Imagine if part of your job was to enjoy your favorite beer.
Ah, delicious.
Just about every day, our founder, Jim Cook, enjoys his favorite, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Why? To make sure it tastes as good as that first batch he brewed in his kitchen. Smooth yet flavorful, with a deep amber color and a head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it. In fact, every batch of Boston Lager is tasted over 100 times before it leaves our brewery. So if we haven't tasted it, neither will you.
Cheers, man.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler on the Good Day program at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at Doug Steffen, STEPHAN.com, and also Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Let's start there with the comments, Kenny.
Lots of conversation about the 27th Amendment that keeps Congress getting their paychecks even through a shutdown. Isaiah says, shout out to the 27th Amendment for paying people who don't work.
Yeah, let's hear it.
That's what America founded on.
That's
now.
That's it, right, yeah.
Troy says, Congress is now the only class of people constitutionally protected from their own train wreck.
Yeah. Isn't that something, huh? And they fixed that for themselves nicely.
And Ida says, the 27th Amendment can suck it.
I bet Ida's got a beehive hairdo. What do you bet?
I hope so.
888-302-3684. All right, Jennifer, how's the shutdown affecting you?
Well, you know what, Doug? I've survived.
Good for you, Jennifer.
I haven't even noticed a thing.
Kenny, how's it affected you, other than what I told you earlier on about how I'm getting paid?
It hasn't affected me yet, but yeah. I sense it.
Wait a
few
days.
It's going to.
Yeah.
You know what gets me is that they call it non-essential government that shut down. Okay, if it's non-essential, why do we even have it to begin with?
That is the question.
Right? Shouldn't everything be essential?
800,000 people, go get another job.
Yeah.
Sorry, folks.
Welcome to the private sector, you non-essentials.
Right. Yeah. It's just like, that's Jennifer. That's hieroglyphics for scumbags.
Yeah.
Nice job, Jennifer.
Pretty much.
888-302-3684. Michael is in Maryland, and he certainly is affected by the government shutdown.
I'm one of those federal employees. Basically, you're going to have to go to work without pay or whatever. But I don't understand why Congress is still getting paid, while others like me and other people still have to not get paid. Why is that? During the shutdown, why they are getting paid. I don't understand that. If nobody's getting supposed to be shut down, they shouldn't get paid either. That's the way I look at it.
It's called rank has its privileges, sir. You obviously are at the lower end of the totem pole, and therefore you get stepped on. Those who are at the higher end of the totem pole who make the rules. What's the old expression? Them who's got the gold makes the rules.
That's it.
And they have their fingers. The Congress, in those 435 members' hands, is the power to approve, to create, to come up with all kinds of ways of spending your tax dollars.
Can I give you a little PSA here, too?
Yes, you may.
This is why it is so important to vote and not skip the elections.
Yep.
Because here's the thing. We can complain all we want, but let's just take my favorite guy, Harry Reid. Until you vote that guy out, you can't complain, people in Las Vegas. I mean, seriously. Yeah. And anybody, Bain or whoever you don't like. I mean, whoever's making you upset and whoever you think is in charge of the shutdown, or maybe everybody at this point should be voted out and put some new blood in there. It's so ridiculous.
It is. Speaking of, we had Mr. Boehner and Mr. Reid there. People in the news, Casey Kasem.
He's just like Harry Reid and John Boehner.
Well, he's
a little shorter.
He's in tough shape.
I know.
Parkinson's disease.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, as the story goes, it's at DougStefan.com today. Police went over there. I was looking at some video earlier on of the family, his first wife's children, his children by his first wife. His second wife, Jean, with whom he's been for, I don't know, 20-some-odd years, won't let the kids from the other family come into the house to see their father. What is
so
she crazy?
Sad. Weren't they standing outside of his house with signs?
With protests. It was like, it was a protest march.
How do you do that?
I don't know, but man, she's
with yourself.
Fallen down in my estimation. I used to think she was pretty interesting.
Well, you liked her because she's a hot blonde number.
Well, she's about a foot taller than he is and is a big woman.
Yeah.
But
in two ways.
Yeah, right.
Left and right.
That's right. She needs a boulder holder on her shoulders.
That would be an over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
That's whatever it is. Okay, but she won't. I mean, I don't get that. And he's obviously out of it, so he can't control what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a sad situation. But somebody who does that goes down to the bottom end of the ladder, as far as I'm concerned. I don't get that at all. What is the matter with you? Let those children see their father. 21 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Games. I don't play any games, but fun. The essence of the late night show is here now. 888-302-3684. Nobody ever comments on some of the fun stuff. We have five people represented, starting with Conan, then Jay Leno, David Letterman, Jimmy Fallon, and then Jimmy Kimmel sent one of his members out, one of the staff members out on the street to find out what people thought about Obamacare. So we'll have that after we go through some of the monologuing, starting with Conan.
The government shutdown is going to slash the budget for food inspection. Yes, food inspection budgets are slashed, which is bad news for health advocates, but great news for the new Japanese restaurant, Leap of Faith Sushi. They just find a fish.
Yeah. Right. No, it's not fish, it's chicken.
Well, we hope. We don't know.
How many? How many are worried about the government shutdown? More worried about it starting back up.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Let me tell you something. I am glad the government is shut down. Think about it. For the first time in years, it's safe to talk on the phone and send emails without anybody listening in. This is fantastic. You can talk whoever you want.
United States, I don't know what to tell you. Not working. Call around. See if I'm not right. Nothing's going on. The United States government, the most powerful country in the shutdown, not in business. No. Put the out-of-business sign right up there in the White House. Nothing happening here. I mean, we are like a carnival cruise on land.
That's all.
That's what we are.
And this is crazy. They're saying that the reports that several members of Congress were actually drinking last night while they were debating the bill that could have avoided the government shutdown. See, Congress is just like most Americans, you know, because they need to get drunk before they screw people. And, that's right. Members of Congress were drinking last night while debating the government shutdown, which explains that one part where they said, "The floor recognizes the representative from Margaritaville."
All right.
Hey, can we cuss? Is the FCC closed down?
Yep.
Here's our chance, Dougie. Let it fly. Uh-huh. You do it. I'll watch.
That's for. But cussing, I've sworn off cussing. Actually, I'm trying
Why?
Not to do that. Well, because I'm trying to better
turn
myself.
Over a new leaf?
I think so, yeah.
That's so boring.
Jimmy Kimmel, thank you. Jimmy Kimmel sent one of the members of his staff out onto the street and found out that people don't like the Affordable Care Act. This is how they twisted it around. He asked, "Do you like Obamacare?" And then he asked, "Do you like the Affordable Care Act?" Listen.
These government shutdowns have happened before. Yeah, the last one was in 1996. But the debate on this one is particularly heated because people have such strong opinions about Obamacare. Interestingly, the polls show that most Americans say they don't like Obamacare, but they love what's in it when it all gets broken down. It's like the opposite of a McNugget. So, it's interesting. And when there are complicated issues to study, most people just side with whoever they usually side with. So I decided to conduct an experiment today. We sent a camera crew out on the Hollywood Boulevard to ask people which they thought was better, the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. Now, as you may know, Obamacare is just a nickname for the Affordable Care Act. They're the same thing. But lo and behold, we found people who did not know that, and that didn't stop them from weighing in on it.
We're talking about health care today, and which plan do you support, Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act?
The Affordable Care Act.
And what is it about Obamacare that you do not like?
I just think that there's a lot of holes in it, and it needs to be revamped. I think it's
You think the Affordable Care Act is a better plan than Obamacare?
Better, but I'm not happy with that either.
What do you agree with, Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act?
I'm more sort of towards the Affordable Care Act, but I'm also very sympathetic for people that don't have the ability to have proper medical insurance.
So the Affordable Health Care Act is still a better option than Obamacare?
Yes.
And why do you not agree with the Affordable Care Act?
Well, I think it's not really available for all.
It's so sad. And you know, the really government is. Likes it that way.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute today with Bob Schramm and Eric Erickson. Coming right up.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schramm and Erickson. Is the GOP sincere or suicidal by threatening to shut down the government unless President Obama agrees to defund Obamacare?
I think they're wrong-headed in what they're doing, although I guess I should give them some credit for standing up for their beliefs. This is not how you enact a law or repeal a law. I think there's a long tradition in this country that if something, as Charles Krautheimer says, is enacted constitutionally, is upheld by the courts, you object to it, you then go try to repeal it. I believe this is politically, if not suicidal, it's extremely damaging to the Republican Party.
My position is, even if it's suicide for them, you know, the Democrats were willing to lose their majority to pass it. If the Republicans aren't willing to potentially lose their majority to unpass it, well then, what's the point of having these Republicans in power?
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schramm and
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network. Two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event. Absolutely free. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Down, bring down the government.
Bring down
tear
government.
Down our institutions. Let's get back to the discussion of the top stories of the day. Obama blaming the Republicans. There's a shock for the government shutdown. He addressed the public from the Rose Garden yesterday to talk about the government shutdown. Where was the Rose Garden nicely kept? Do you think that the people at the White House,
the gardeners, are still on?
Still
they're
there.
Essential government.
They're essential
employees.
Government employees, right?
Okay. What's with the? I don't know. Maybe I'm just noticing this now, but how come every time President Obama has a press conference, he always has people standing around him now?
Who are the people?
Like, you know, he goes, this is Tilda. She needs health insurance because she has a... he brings people with him.
Make
like,
his
show
point.
And tell.
Right, yes. Yeah. He can't make the point himself, obviously, so he's got to have somebody make it for him. I want every American to understand why it happened.
Everybody meet Tilda. Here she is.
The Republicans shut down the government over an ideological crusade to deny you health insurance. His remarks are meant to put pressure on the Republicans. Didn't work too well.
No.
Because they're still trying to do what they were doing. Well, not them. The group in the group inside the group, the Tea Party people, who are making good points in terms of the fiscal responsibility or lack thereof of the government. Mm-hmm. And they're sticking to their guns.
And they were kind of, I mean, here's where I give them credit. They were elected on the fact that they were going to try to defund Obamacare. And so they're trying to do what they thought they would do.
They were elected on the issue of fiscal irresponsibility and how much money is being wasted. It wasn't just on the Affordable Care Act, although most had the instincts.
Are you more supportive of Affordable Care than Obamacare? Which one do you like better?
For those of you who are just joining us, we had an excerpt from Jimmy Kimmel Show last night. He sent a camera crew out onto Hollywood Boulevard to ask people, the reporter asked them, the difference between Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act, and which do you like better? As if, hello, duh. What it showed was how really uninformed, to the point of being completely ignorant, many people are.
Well, and how confusing everything is. I mean, the government makes everything so confusing.
Yep.
You know, it's like no matter what side you're on, anytime that a bill is 8 feet tall, no one can understand it. I mean, I'm sorry. Even the people that write it won't know exactly what's in it.
Here's the, and to wit there, Jennifer, Wall Street Journal today says the New York Health Exchange had a website that broke down, basically, as did the Washington Health Exchange website breakdown. In the first hour, there were a million hits to this, either the customer service line, 800-318-2596, or to healthcare.gov. By the time the afternoon progressed, 2.8 million people had visited or tried to get to healthcare.gov. Healthcare.gov. the introduction of the health, the Insurance Act, that's what I call it, the Health Insurance Act, mm-hmm. the website crashed any number of times. Mostly a handful of people stayed there to work the site. They were apparently deemed essential. The rest of the people that would have been working on it were not there. A handful of people were, I'm talking about literally, a small number of people successfully signed up yesterday. It was that bad. The federal website wasn't able to handle, didn't answer questions. And, of course, the person who was interviewed by the Wall Street Journal spoke on the condition of anonymity. it's a joke. It's like everything else the government does. It's a screwed up mess. And I thought it was interesting how some of the states worked this thing. Minnesota, for example, got its site running after several hours. Rhode Island's site recovered after several hours. It crashed. The New York Health site, as I said, crashed. They had 2 million visits on the New York website in the first 90 minutes. Washington State's marketplace used Twitter to thank users for their patience because its website didn't work. So what do you have on Twitter? Our account, twitter.com, at Good Day, twitter.com, Twitter at Good Day Show, Kenny. Anything specifically about the health insurance and people trying to get to it, to sign up for it and not being able to?
I didn't see anything about that. Lots of stuff just about the shutdown. Let's see. Sandy says there aren't words for the level of contempt I feel towards Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And Bo says, I take it my taxes will be readjusted to reflect government shutdown.
Good luck with that, Bo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone sent me an email. Guy's name is Linus. He said, I feel like I'm a child caught in
Charlie Brown. Oh.
Yeah. I feel like I'm a child caught in the middle of a bad divorce.
Oh.
Well, I mean, that's...
It frustrates me. And, you know, I have a perspective here. I mean, I'm with the Republicans on this. I'm not gonna hide it.
Which Republicans?
I think that the Republicans have done a pretty good job of uniting at this point. I mean, the House Republicans have anyway. You know, Ted Cruz has convinced them from the Senate to start acting in a certain way. But I don't know why the Senate, which is led by Democrats, won't necessarily negotiate or strip out that individual mandate. I mean, it just to me seems so wrong at my very being about being an American to require someone to buy something from the government. I mean, what is next? Are we all going to have to buy red cars?
Well, if the government tells us? Are we buying it from the government? Well, the government is saying, no, you're buying it from insurance companies.
No, you're buying it from the government. You're buying it from one place. You're buying it from a government-appointed place. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, if you exempt big business and you exempt the Congress, why you wouldn't exempt the individual instead of penalizing them if they don't buy the insurance that you want them to have.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
The thing is, it's not a bill anymore. It's a law. It went through Congress. It went mm-hmm. through the Supreme Court. And there are mechanisms in place for Congress to amend, change, get rid of laws.
Yep.
But the continuing resolution is not what it's for.
Well,
and they know in advance it's not going to... It's not going to get through the Senate. It's certainly
not
going to get through the president's desk.
Right.
And now I'm more angry about it because I find out I'm not going to get paid by some advertising agencies that do a lot of business with the federal government because they're not getting paid. That's the excuse they're using for not sending me a check this week.
That's a good one.
Well, yeah, but that's, you know, any excuse to keep the money in the bank and keep it circulating so they can make interest on it, whatever the case. Now, I'm affected. How many of you are affected by this? You say you aren't, but think it through. Think what goes on in the process of your day. What happens? What's connected to what? The government has become so inveigled in all of our lives through various business connections, political connections, personal connections, and it's invasive, it's intrusive, and it's pretty horrible, actually. 888-302-3684. All right, Patty. Listening to us on one of our Virginia stations, talking about the people who are being furloughed now in her neighborhood.
I'm having a hard time figuring out where to start. I think most people are hearing from the media that national parks are shut down and, you know, just things that are going to inconvenience people. but I work in the part of the government that does really critical work for the White House related to national security. And pretty much everyone I work with can be sent home at noon today. And people don't understand what that means in terms of opportunity costs. I mean, we have people in from other countries that we cannot meet with. We have meetings that are supposed to occur this week that are very critical to making progress on different issues related to national security.
All right, so some people went in yesterday, like the park people, to put up the barricades, and then they went home, shut down websites, then they went home. Some people worked a full day. Some people are working a half a day, as she's suggesting. But in essence, the longer this goes on, the more people go home. I would say the way she described what she does, that's sort of essential. So maybe there's an essential and there's a partially essential in that non-essential group. Do you know what I mean? 800,000-900,000 people.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously not all of those people that are not working right now. I mean, they're not all needed, and then again, there's a handful that are.
Yes.
I mean, there's no question. It's just silly that the government has a category called non-essential. It's like, you know, everybody that's working, I think, kind of should be essential. I don't know.
Meanwhile, the president said he's not going to spend as much time in Asia. He's not going to go to Malaysia and the Philippines because of the government shutdown, expecting it's going to last a little bit longer.
Isn't that sad?
888-302. You're such a cynic. 888-302-368. That's why it's so nice to have you back again. 888-302, Doug. Here's Joe, where Jennifer and Kenny are in California on the Tea Party.
If you let somebody get their way by threatening catastrophe, then you can't even govern anymore, because everything they want to do will have to go their way, because all they got to do is say, we'll produce another catastrophe, like the next one was the debt ceiling catastrophe, you know, and it's all one after another forever. So the Republican Party needs to be voted out, especially those Tea Party people and all those extreme right-wing people.
Yeah.
And anybody who votes for them must be kind of slow.
Right.
Yeah,
you're kind of slow, sir. If you think that's the way the system works, we got to vote out. All Republicans are bad. All Democrats are good. That's as bad as Republicans saying all Democrats are bad. I remember hearing Limbaugh once say that Mrs. Clinton was more dangerous than somebody who's really like, I'm a dinner jacket or something. You know, that kind of rhetoric is nonsense. It gets people stirred up and they respond. And sort of that's, I'm not interested in that just for the sake of people responding. I'm interested in that guy's point of view because his point of view is so narrow. And it does reflect on a very narrow point of view, even if it's a different narrow point of view. He's got his narrow point of view, and somebody else on the other side have got their narrow point of view. And that's what brings us to the position we're in. Too many people had narrow points of view instead of broadening them. Both sides politically, you know how even in a divorce, a man's got a narrow point of view, a woman's got a narrow point of view. You got to get it straightened out. You got to get it sorted out, and you got to move on. And that's not what's happening at the moment. 888-302-3684. I want to help you whiten your teeth at the moment. Imagine this beautiful woman, Kenny. Maybe imagine Lisa, your wife. Beautiful woman, beautiful white smile. Jennifer, by the way, has this. Jennifer has a beautiful white, bright smile. White teeth, bright smile. Brighter teeth is the number one change most people would make to their smiles. You don't want to have ugly teeth. Sometimes people have that gap in their mouth. Sometimes they have teeth that need to be straightened out. Sometimes people put on veneer, whatever it is. But if they aren't white, they're distracting. And by the way, there are a lot of pricey bleaching kits out there. You can go into a dentist's office and get a treatment if you want, cost you $1,000, or you can try my method, calling for power swabs, the stain out whitening system that works, or your money back. 800-865-7602. Power swabs are clinically proven to whiten your teeth 2 shades in 5 minutes. Yes, that's right. 5 minutes. I'm talking an average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes. 6 shades in 7 days. This has been proven in several clinics. That's why I tell you to call 800-865-7602 so that you can get in on whiter teeth quicker, and you can get something that is proven, developed by a dentist, comes from coconut oil. You know that you will feel better when you look better, and you look better with whiter teeth. You smoked a lot, quit smoking. You drink a lot, quit drinking. You use a lot of tea and coffee. Oh, your teeth are going to take, they got to take it in the right in the visible area. Because that's where the stuff hits your mouth first, right? Where everybody can see it on your teeth. Call 800-865-7602 and let's make sure you have a nicer, whiter smile. And as you call that number, you'll mention my name, Doug Steffen, free shipping for the product and the Stain Out Quick Stick to use anytime you're on the go and on the run. 800-865-7602 for power swabs.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend Study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at GEICO.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com.
888-302-3684. Jim is listening to WMEL. Hi, Jim.
Hello, Doug. Jennifer, love you.
Oh, love
what about
you.
Ken? You don't love Ken? What's the story with Ken?
Ken, like you.
Chopped liver? Very nice.
I like him. I don't love him.
All right, good. All right, what's up?
Well, while I'm waiting to speak, I'm realizing the real bottom line is we let the government now into something they have no business being into, you know, more of our private business.
Right.
But the hypocrisy of the left to say that this is law, so move on, leave it alone. DOMA is law, and yet when that comes up for defense in the Supreme Court.
I think that Jennifer pointed out something, or Kenny did a few minutes ago, that is that the law is passed. You can get at it by changing it, and that's going to happen. It has happened. It's going to happen more often than not.
I wouldn't say anything like that.
Okay. That's nice. Thank you.
The president is changing it, and he doesn't. That's not in his power.
Mandate is different than a law. A mandate is the problem. That's the issue that I have with the law. I mean, there's no doubt that the healthcare system needed to be touched.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But when you require your own citizens to do something, it's a problem.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfrelianceexpo.com.
After the hour, Tech Talk time here on the Good Day program. If you had a choice between spending 2 minutes or 6 seconds brushing your teeth, you'd probably go with the 6 seconds, right? How many people have heard Shelley Palmer in his blog today is writing about the Blizzident? The Blizzident is a custom 3D toothbrush. Pretty bizarre looking. It's an alternative that promises you a 6-second scrub of your teeth. Blizzident.
And that's it. So just 6 seconds.
That's it.
You're good to go.
And you can make it on your 3D printer.
What happened to the good old days? You know, just a toothbrush, toothpaste.
Oh, my God. That is something else. The Blizzident. You wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Blizzident. Blizzident. Blizzident.
Very good.
Okay. Let's move on to life, and it's a happening world. Life happens that could mean unemployment for you. You could be furloughed, unforeseen disabilities, even a recession. The question is, are you prepared for that? Brian Osich finds out why it's so important for you to plan for the future and your retirement income.
A retirement plan must include personal savings and investing in addition to Social Security. That's because Social Security was never intended to be someone's sole source of income in retirement. Bank of America's Sharon Miller.
Social Security is likely to replace only around 40% of someone's pre-retirement income. That's why I say save and invest early and often. It's also wise to know the facts. Merrill Edge just hosted the Your Money at Stake, What 30, 40, and 50-Year-Olds Need to Know About Social Security webcast. It's a chance to learn more about how Social Security can affect your retirement.
To watch a replay of the webcast, visit MerrillEdge.com/Social Security. That's financial fitness from Merrill Edge. Banking products are provided by Bank of America N.A., member FDIC. Investment products are provided by Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated and are not FDIC insured, may lose value, are not bank guaranteed. MLPFNS is a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC, and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America Corporation.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Most of you are aware of that. There's a new survey out this week that finds just how much women worry about developing breast cancer. Chanel Carraway is here with more on what those of you who are worried about staying healthy, lowering your cancer risk, this is an important message for women and their families.
In a survey of more than 1,000 young women, Self Magazine and Bing, Microsoft's search engine, find 71% of those polled are concerned about cancer. Editor-in-chief of Self Magazine, co-founder of The Pink Ribbon, Lucy Danziger.
First, some reassuring news. 80% of loves turn out not to be cancer. Of course, get checked out, but don't freak out. And 99% of cancer caught in the earliest stage is treatable to a 5-year cure. We have all the latest research in the Women's Cancer Handbook in the October issue of Self on sale now.
Danziger says that simple everyday choices are key in helping prevent cancer.
Things like what you eat, how much you weigh, how often you exercise, even your alcohol intake all affect your lifetime cancer risk. For example, keep it to one drink a day, not more, to keep your risk low. We have more research-based lifestyle tips at self.com because living healthy is actually easy.
Additional information on cancer prevention can be found by searching at Bing.com. That's Lifestyles from Bing.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow to roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
We were carrying a poll at DougStefan.com asking whether or not you still used Facebook as much as you used to, or are you losing interest? Let's see, how did that poll come out, Kenny? 28% of you said, I go there a bit less than I used to. 24% said, I use Facebook about the same as I always have. 23% of you said, I hardly ever go to Facebook. 17% said, I use it even more. And 9% said, I'm done with Facebook. Does that surprise you? Either of you?
The I'm done surprises me, I think.
Yeah, you say it's still getting the most used by our listeners anyway, instead of Instagram and some of the other things that are new out there on the...
I think it's easiest to use for all ages. You know, Instagram's real easy for young people to figure out, and Twitter, but Facebook's easy for everyone, I think.
Right. John McAfee, who's the founder of the antivirus software company, has announced his intention to develop and market a $100 device to thwart NSA snooping. He was talking at the convention center in San Jose. He unveiled his plan for a decentral device to create decentralized local networks among smartphones, tablets, laptops, and computers in close range. Man, this guy's got to be smart if he's figured that out. 59 after.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.